Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night. Friday, October the 3rd, 2025. First Friday in the month of October. 12 and a half minutes past the hour, and we are remembering the birthday party that happened yesterday for the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. And we have somebody on the line with us tonight who's going to remember last night's birthday party as she was there and gave a speech during that event, and also talk about her run for governor, which is currently going on here in the state of Ohio. It's a pleasure to welcome back to this program Heather Hill. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Scott. How are you?
Doing well. It was good to see you last night. Give us your memories and thoughts on the party.
You really did a great job with her party. I was so excited to see all of the people there that were supporting her and to actually get to see footage of the things that she did in the past. And, you know, her being sworn in and all of the great accomplishments that Mary Ellen Withrow has had. She's an amazing person. And I think that she felt special and loved last night. And that's what we were all trying to accomplish.
You know, Heather, it was very interesting because last night we had former Republican Governor Bob Taft. We had a former Democratic Governor, Ted Strickland. We had Democrats in the room. We had independents. We had media people. Mary Ellen, obviously a Democrat, but everybody got along, and a lot of people said,
refreshing. Yes, it was. It was wonderful. I took a great picture with Governor Taft and Governor Strickland, and it was just a wonderful event. Very nice.
It was fantastic to hear the things that Governor Taft and Governor Strickland had to say about Mary Ellen. Because, you know, Governor Taft is of a different party, yet he was very effusive in his comments.
Yes, he was. And that's the way things should be. Just like when I spoke last night, I talked a lot about Mary Ellen's quote of politics does not have to be mean. It does not have to be degrading. It does not have to be a fight. We can work together, and we can unite, and we can do what's best for the people.
Well, and that's interesting, and a lot of people felt your speech last night was very moving. You were a little moved at the end when you said that Mary Ellen stood up for you when nobody else was. What did your speech mean to you last night?
Well, I at the end, my voice started to break because I was starting to tear up because this has been an extreme fight to become the next governor of Ohio. Fighting against a party that I have built from the ground up for the last 30 years, fighting against a party that I, you know, at every major campaign I've been working on. But when it came to me having a voice or me wanting a place at the table, that's when they didn't like that. So when I was speaking about her giving a voice and accepting me and standing up for me and saying, you know what, it doesn't have to be mean. It should not be like this. It really meant the world to me what she did because no one else has done that. And she was happy to do that, and I appreciate it very much.
You know, Heather, aren't you surprised that the party that you, as you say, you helped build, were a part of running in the primary, that it was a person of the opposite party, a very well-known Democrat, Mary Ellen Withrow, that was the only one who did stand up for you?
Yes, I was. I was very surprised. And, you know, it's heartbreaking. It's absolutely heartbreaking to have a party that you love, that you have been a part of, just say, we don't want anything to do with you. In fact, we're going to cuss you out. We're going to call the police. We're going to go through all of these extremes to make sure you don't have donors, to make sure you don't have supporters, you don't have volunteers, and that you don't have the opportunity to make to get your voice heard. And that, and that's what they've done. But you know what? It is what it is, but I am not going to give up. I am not going to quit. And I am going to be victorious because the Lord called me into this fight.
You know, Heather, I want to read your quote when you left the Republican primary. You said, "I have made the tough decision to move from the Republican Party and continue my 2026 run for Ohio governor under a different ticket. The Ohio GOP has made it very clear that there is no room in their party for someone like you and me. I will never compromise my conservative values and beliefs, and the only thing that will be changing is the letter behind my name. I am considering running as a Libertarian, American Musk, or Independent. I will go where I am celebrated, not where I am tolerated." What did the GOP do that made you feel as if they didn't want you anymore? The Ohio GOP.
Well, Scott, there has been so many things, but the very first thing that they did was back in November, because I've been campaigning for almost a year now, but back in November, I was the very first to announce my candidacy for governor. And I waited until after the Trump election was over because I was very active in working on that campaign. And I went into the office to try to schedule an appointment or to ask them if they would see me now. And I was cussed out. I was cussed out for no reason at all. And then I was told that I had to leave, that they did not have to work with me. And I said, I am not leaving. I'm a Republican candidate, and I have a right to be here. They then called the police on me and said that if I did not leave, I would be criminally trespassed. I was just blown away. I was absolutely blown away. So then I tried to contact the president, Alex, and I received an email telling me don't ever contact him again. And I'm just blown away. I'm blown away. And I'm like, is this because I'm a black woman in Ohio trying to run for the highest office in the state? You know, what is the reason for you to treat me like this? But that didn't stop there. It did not stop there. They then contacted every single Republican club and told them, do not invite me to events, do not allow me to speak, and do not donate to me. They even went as far as to take their contact list off of their website, so I did not have any contact information for the State Central Committee members or any of the clubs that we were in. So, it's been extreme. And it's been more than that, actually. I believe that they've hacked into my phone. I believe that they've hacked into my computer. They've been doing so many things, Scott. It's horrible. It is absolutely horrible. But, you know, all of this will come out in the wash, as my grandmother used to say.
Well, it's interesting, Heather, because, you know, you pose the question there, is it because you're a black woman? Do you believe that that's what it has to do with?
I do. I believe that, first and foremost, they do not want a woman in the governor's office, and they proved that with Mary Taylor, and the way that she was treated was horrible. And then, you know, they proved that with other African-American candidates that have come into the office. They have spent hours and hours and hours of their time convincing them to drop out of the race, which they have also tried to do with me. They send imposters into my camp to talk to me and tell me that, oh, we're going to donate to your campaign, but we need you to do this, this, and this, and spending hours sitting talking with those folks that's wasting my time. And, you know, they go and do every single thing that they possibly could instead of just letting us have a clean race.
Now, Heather, would you say that the GOP, the Ohio GOP, we want to make this clear, the Ohio GOP, would you call them a racist, sexist party?
I would definitely call them a sexist party. I don't have any proof as of right now that it is a race thing, but I definitely have proof that it is it's a sexist thing. They do not want a woman in the governor's office.
Well,
unless it's as an LG or something like that. But, I mean, it's it is what it is. But one thing I wanted to break to you, Scott, give you some breaking news, and this will go national as well, but I have decided to file a discrimination lawsuit against the Ohio GOP. They were served this week, and it may not go anywhere, it may, but this is the thing. They're going to know that this is not acceptable, and I will not be pushed around by them. So it was more important to me that I made sure that I followed through with filing these charges, because there are going to be other black women that follow me. There are going to be other Republican women that follow me, and I am trying to open doors for all of us. Just like Mary Ellen talked last night, and one of her campaign slogans was, there needs to be a woman on the school board. I love that, and I think I might try to steal it from her. There needs to be a woman in the state house.
What is the discrimination lawsuit based on? Is there anybody named in the lawsuit from the Ohio GOP?
Yes, there. Well, of course, you know, the president and Mitch Tolley, who is the one who made the initial attack with cussing me out. And the great thing is, Scott, my husband was so excited that I was going in to tell the Republican Party that I was running, but he started videoing as soon as we got in there. So we literally have a running video of every single thing that happened while we were there. So he sees my husband standing there with a phone recording, but he still cusses me out. He then tries to get my husband to assault him. So he said something about he needs to shut his mouth or this wouldn't happen. And all my husband said to him was, she has been calling and calling, trying to get you to call her back. And he said, I don't have to effing work with you. Then he was trying to just pick up my husband, who's 6'3", and about 220. You know, he's a big farm boy from Appalachia, and Mitch is not. So I'm like, what are you trying to do? And I told my husband, I said, he is trying to bait you. He is trying to bait you. Just let it go. Because, you know, no husband wants to see his wife's heart broken. And, you know, when she's just coming in to say, hey, I want to make our state better, and I'm going to try to do this, that, and the other. You know, nobody wants to see that. But my husband was very reserved, and he took a deep breath and just kept recording. And that has been that's been a blessing, because it gives the voters a chance to see what we are facing as candidates. This is a tough road. I'm working around 18 hours a day on this campaign, 7 days a week. I also still own 3 businesses. I have my kids are young adults, but, you know, this is a lot. It is a lot to take on, you know, and then to have no money because they have contacted every donor and told them not to donate to me. So, you know, we have very little funds. We have very little support, but we are not giving up. We have a great volunteer team, and we are working every day to make sure that Ohio has a voice. You know, what they're trying to do is take away the voters' right to have a primary. And what they're doing with that is they're taking away the voters' right to pick their government.
So Heather, yes. What is the basis of the lawsuit, the discrimination lawsuit? That the Ohio GOP doesn't want a female?
Well, it isn't just that they didn't want a female. It's all of the things that they went through to make sure that I wasn't able to be on the ballot. And none of it's worked. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop. And the wonderful thing is, every single day I get more and more supporters. They have contacted news media and told them not to allow me to be on their programs. You know, just one thing after the other. They've even told news people that while they're interviewing Vivek or any of the other Ohio RNC administrators, that they are not even allowed to mention my name during the interview. That's horrible. Why are they so threatened by me? Well, you know why they're so threatened by me? Because I literally check every single box that conservatives believe in. Every single one of them.
Well, it's interesting, Heather, because we haven't talked since the Republican Party endorsed Vivek Ramaswamy for governor, and Jim Tressel decided recently that he's not going to run. A lot of people wanted him to run. I think Governor DeWine wanted him to run when Governor DeWine was on the program a couple weeks ago. What is the Republican Party doing? Why Vivek Ramaswamy, and why casting everybody else out? Endorsement so early.
Well, this is my opinion. I believe that Vivek Ramaswamy is their hand puppet, and he is going to let them direct him in every single thing that he does. He's a billionaire. He has billionaire friends, and they want someone that they can control, and they know they are not going to control me. I'm not in someone's back pocket, and I don't have anyone in my back pocket. I am solely here to fight for what is right for all Ohioans, so that we can unite and build the best state that we can build.
Well, and that being said, Heather, in your statement a few months ago, you said that you were considering running as a libertarian, American Musk, or independent. Have you decided which party, because it's getting closer to that time, which party you will run under or as?
Yes, sir, I have. We filled out all the paperwork a couple weeks ago, and we are switching to the independent party. We started collecting signatures. So, you know, I am still a conservative. I still have the exact same values and beliefs, but I am just switching the letter that's behind my name, because it's important to me that they know that you are not going to push people around, even though they have, and a lot of people want to say to me, well, you know, it's going to split the ticket and it's going to make the Democrats win. No, it's not, because people are realizing they do not want Vivek Ramaswamy because he does not have their best interest at heart. So they are switching to me because they know that I have their best interest. And it's not going to split the party. It's going to make Heather Hill be the next governor of Ohio in 2026.
Heather, just a couple more questions here, and I appreciate the conversation tonight. With what you've went through, obviously the GOP, as you said, it's a party that you helped build. It's a party you were a member of for a long time, but you certainly have exhibited your problems with them tonight, vocalized those, a lawsuit against them, leaving the party, running as an independent in Ohio here at this point. You've been around a lot of Democrats. You were around a lot of Democrats last night. You've seen what's going on in the news here in Ohio with their candidates. Tim Ryan might run. Amy Acton is running. How do you feel what you've seen and what you've been around in regard to the Democratic Party? Obviously, you're going to vote for yourself, but how do you think they're running things? Do you feel it's a more functional party at this point than the Ohio Republican Party?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how they work, you know, because I've never really been around any Democrats or how the inner working of the Democratic Party is. But I know one thing. When you walk in a room, they don't make you feel like you don't belong.
You know,
I've noticed that. They just like Governor Strickland. Governor Strickland went out of his way to tell me, talk to me and give me a hug and take pictures and do all of those things. And he is from the other side, but he had heart last night, and he does have heart, you know. So, and that's one thing that I've noticed with the Libertarian Party. The Libertarian Party they are just the sweetest, nicest people, loving and accepting of everyone. But they're just my values just did not align with them. There's so many things that they're working on that just don't align with me. The Democratic Party, the exact same way. There's just so many of their views that I just don't align with, but they're all wonderful people. And I can tell you this, and I promise this, when I am elected governor in 2026, our cabinet, my cabinet, Ohio's cabinet, will be filled with people from all parties. All parties. Because that is the only way we are going to be able to represent all of Ohio and make sure that all of Ohio is served.
You know, there's two questions I want to get to because I think they're very important here, Heather. Obviously, as you just said, you are not a Democrat. There are a lot of values that don't line up with yours. But is there any way, and obviously you wouldn't vote for an Amy Acton, but is there any way in this election that you kind of sympathize or understand her just for the fact that she's a woman? There's never been a female Ohio governor, and here we might have two women running for governor. Is there any, I don't know, just any crossover there between you and she?
I've never actually spoken to Amy, but I would not vote for her even if I wasn't running, just because of the way that she handled the COVID crisis that Ohio had. As you know, I owned 5 businesses at that time. We now own 3, and those mandates that was put on Ohio literally almost bankrupt our family, and we are still trying to recover from that. So there's just some things that we don't align on, but I can tell you from what I've seen of her, she's a very nice person. She's willing to talk to people. Ramaswamy won't even return phone calls. He literally has a team that does every single thing for him. You know, like today, I've been out all day collecting signatures at the Right for Life and the property tax event that was at the State House.
Well, go ahead, Heather.
No, I was just going to say, you know, all day, because I'm running a grassroots campaign, and so is Amy. We don't have billionaire friends, and we're not billionaires. So we are out here on the streets, meeting people, giving them our numbers, doing all of the things that a politician should do.
Well, it's interesting, and the other things I wanted to ask you do have to do with that. As you said, you had a very nice reception last night with Governor Strickland. David Pepper was in the room last night, the former head of the Democratic Party. Mary Ellen, obviously still a very strong Democrat here in Ohio. People asked for her endorsement. Are those people who you would like their endorsement? Are those people who you would ask advice from? Are those people who you might even, you know, age is not so much a thing anymore. Are those people you would want to be a part of a cabinet position if they would want to do that?
Absolutely. I would want them to be part of my cabinet because my cabinet will consist of all parties. It will be based on merit. As far as asking for advice, absolutely. Mary Ellen and I are planning a phone call soon, and she's going to give me some advice on some different things. You know, yes, I would definitely take advice from them. I would definitely work with them, and that's the way it should be. And they're trying to separate us by party as a way to keep us fighting so that we're not able to focus on what is really happening around us.
Well, and I want to come back to Mary Ellen on this one, obviously, because we're here in Marion, this radio station. But, you know, it's interesting because Governor Taft brought this up, but Mary Ellen was really the first woman in a major way to be approached to run for governor. She was asked 3 times, I believe in 93, 98, and 2001. She declined because she took the job as treasurer of the United States, and she wanted to stay in that position. But even Governor Taft, Republican last night, said, you know, if Mary Ellen had run, he probably would not have been governor. She would have been the first female governor of Ohio. So what does she mean to you? Do you have any, even though obviously she's a Democrat, you might not agree on a lot of issues, but what does she mean to you in that regard? The woman who was really approached seriously first as a candidate, even though she was a Democrat.
God, I'm going to tell you this. Bob Taft is full of shit. She would not have been the first female governor, and he would not have supported her if she was trying to be the first female governor. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay. Well, no, that's fine about Bob. Yeah. But do you feel that way about Mary Ellen in any way? Do you look up to her in any way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I love her. I think she's a wonderful person. Just everything that I said last night was genuine. She has been a trailblazer. She has opened so many doors, and even though she has got hers, she has lived hers. she is still giving her voice to women that are trying to get into politics. And that's wonderful. You know, for her to reach out to this little black girl from Appalachia, Ohio, and try to give me a voice, that was amazing. Not to mention, I'm a Republican.
You know, a lot of people are going to ask, Heather, why such harsh words for Governor Taft?
Because I know him. I know who he is. And that's all I'm going to say. I know who he is, and I know him.
Now, Heather, before we end the phone call here, and I've enjoyed the interview, what, for the voters, what do you want to bring to Ohio different from the Democratic Party, different from Vivek Ramaswamy? What are the things that Heather Hill wants to do for Ohio?
Well, first off, we're going to bridge the gaps between law enforcement and people with mental illnesses. That is my number one priority right now. There are so many law enforcement officers that feel like they do not have the accurate training to deal with all of the crises that we're having with mental health, with opioids, with just everything that they're facing on a daily basis. We're going to bridge those gaps. We're going to make sure that they feel protected, they feel heard, and they are able to serve the community with heart. That's the difference, with heart. So that's going to be one of the top priorities. Property tax. Property taxes in Ohio are literally robbing the voters, the citizens. All of the expenses of our school system is put on the back of property owners. When all of us, all of Ohio uses the public school system, why is it only the property owners that are carrying the majority of the burden for funding our schools? You know, and I want to, and I will try very hard to completely eliminate property taxes in the state of Ohio. But if I cannot do that, if I cannot get that resolved, we will make sure that it is no longer such a burden that people are losing their homes. I received an email from a lady today who is right now losing her home because she could not afford the property taxes. You know, that's ridiculous. That takes away our ability to provide security in our family. And generational wealth starts with homes. And that's being taken away. Mm. And that...
You know, Heather, obviously you're going to vote for yourself. You're running on the independent ticket, and we want to lay that out there. But I think people are very interested in people's opinion. If you were not running this time, because you've said some things about Amy Acton, you've said some things about Vivek Ramaswamy, if you were not a candidate, and you are a candidate, you're running on the independent ticket, people will have that choice, and I think people like that. But if you had to vote for one of those two people, if you were not on the ballot, who would you vote for?
Oh, my, Scott. I don't know. I really don't know.
Could you ever see yourself voting for...
I can tell you one thing. It would definitely not be Ramaswamy. And I don't think I could vote for Amy either. So I'm not sure what I would do.
But more against... Why more against Ramaswamy?
Because he's, in my eyes, he's fake. He is not who he says he is. And all of the lawsuits against him and his business and all the things that he has done to Ohio.
Well, Heather...
And the things he has said about Ohio, that our kids are pretty much stupid, is what he said by saying that our kids are mediocre. You know, that's why he has to, that's why he would feel like he needs to bring in engineers from India and different places like that. Well, let me tell you something. I have had over 50 foster children that have come through my home and raised two children of my own. My children are engineers and an architect major who's getting ready to graduate in the spring. My husband is a pilot. What are you talking about that we don't have the mindset or the mental capacity to be in these high-paying careers? He's full of crap. He is full of crap. Our kids will meet the expectations that we have for them. And when we have a governor that's sitting there saying that they're stupid, no, that's not okay. It's not okay.
You know, Heather, it's a very interesting conversation to have, and I heard back from a lot of people last night who were very positive, who were just audience members last night, of your speech and the things you said. And I think the takeaway from last night for a lot of people who we've talked about, you're running as an independent. We had Republicans there last night. We had Democrats there. We were obviously honoring somebody who was a Democrat. But people are people, and people can get along and have a good time and have a memorable evening. And, you know, I don't think anybody is going to say that everybody should not have a voice. So it's always a pleasure to have you on, and I hope we cross again in the future. Heather, thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you, Scott. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye. Heather Hill, independent candidate for governor here in Ohio. All right, Matt, you listened. What do you make of the interview?
She seems to have a strong opinion on old Bob Taft there.
Governor Taft.
Yes, Governor Taft. Yes, yeah. Governor Taft.
Well, everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not hating. I just thought that was interesting.
Phone lines are open if you'd like to get in the remaining 18 minutes here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
She seems certain she's going to win the race.
Well, you know what? That's refreshing because, as I've said before, I don't like people who run for office who tell you they're not going to win. Now, I like that she at least pondered the question, because I don't understand why people can't deal in hypotheticals, and she was able to do that there. You know, when I said, who would you vote for, Amy Acton or Vivek Ramaswamy?
You see, but the thing is, I don't think you would do that with a Democrat or a Republican.
What do you mean?
You wouldn't say, but if you weren't running, you wouldn't ask Vivek Ramaswamy, if you weren't running, who would you vote for?
No, I would. I asked Mary Taylor if she would endorse, before the election was over, I asked Mary Taylor if she would ever endorse Mike DeWine. She said no. See, you're wrong. I would ask Amy Acton, if she didn't win the primary, if she would endorse Tim Ryan. If Tim Ryan gets in.
What'd she say?
I haven't talked to her yet.
Oh, I thought you meant like...
See, I don't think you're here on Friday.
No, I thought you meant like on an email, because you said...
No, I would ask her, though.
You said you had talked to her.
No, I said if I talked to her.
Ah, well, see, that does change things, yes.
Yeah, no. Why wouldn't you ask that? But I think it's an interesting question, because we don't know who's going to win.
It just seems
like... What do you
think,
that's against independence?
Yeah, I wouldn't answer that question. It seems like, because if I were to say, if I were her, and I would be like, yeah, I wouldn't vote for Ramaswamy.
There's apparently a lot you got to hide in
life. For Amy Acton.
You don't want to tell us who you voted for. You don't want to tell us who you would vote for. I think you got a bigger hang up on that than I do. At least I have a reason.
I told you I have a reason.
I don't think you do, because you've told us who you didn't vote for.
Yep.
So that's you've alienated a whole party there.
Oh, and, you know, no, they still listen.
They still listen, but I don't know if they feel slighted.
I mean, they might, but I don't know how many of them are fans of the man at this point.
All I'm saying is, I think that's a legitimate question. If you weren't running for governor, who would you vote for? What's wrong with that?
I'd say whoever the Republican was, and then move on.
I asked Vivek Ramaswamy what he thought of everybody running for governor.
What did he say about Amy Acton?
I don't remember. But it's there. It's in the archives.
What did he say about Heather Hill?
I don't remember, but I did ask him.
I mean, you got to remember these things.
I don't remember, right? You can't remember everything. But the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Well, apparently Heather has filed a discrimination lawsuit.
That's
the Ohio GOP.
Yes.
There you go.
That's interesting. So, you know.
I don't know.
I mean, I haven't seen the video, but I don't know what classifies as. I mean, I don't. What kind of discrimination she's saying they committed? I mean, I do know that she said they did some pretty bad things.
Do you think a woman couldn't have won in the 90s, 2000s for governor?
I wasn't around then. I mean, I only have reference from now. I would say, yeah. I mean, Mary Ellen was a pretty pop. I mean, she won treasurer. I mean, she was a pretty popular person. I mean, it wouldn't be infeasible for me to think that she would win governor. I mean, she was asked 3 times.
Well, I mean, other states have had female governors.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Well. Then. Yeah. When was the Alaskan woman, the one who could see who said
Sarah Palin.
Yeah. The one who could say who said she could see Russia from
early 2000s.
That's funny.
Yeah. Anyway, we got about 13 minutes left if you want to say anything. 740-383-9944.
I'm sure she could have done it.
Well, I mean, when you're a national personality versus a state personality, it's very rare that the person running for governor would have higher name recognition than, you know, I don't think Taft would have had the name recognition in 98.
I don't know.
And Mary Ellen would have been 4 years into her term as Treasurer of the United States.
I think Mary Ellen would have made a great governor.
I don't know. Clearly, Voinovich was threatened by her in the early 90s because he did not see eye to eye with her on a whole lot of things.
Well, I mean, I don't know what her like policy stance is, but I mean, you'll have that. That's politics, sometimes.
Well,
it's rough. I mean, you know, I mean, people dislike each other for pretty much no reason. You're just on opposite sides of the aisle.
She certainly doesn't have any love lost for Vivek Ramaswamy.
No, she does not. She's not a fan of Vivek. But it would seem that she's not necessarily a fan of Amy Acton either.
Well, but I think you missed the comparison here. This is a woman who was a Republican, ran in the Republican primary, says she helped build the party. You're pretty sure she's not going to say wonderful things about the Democrat. But when that person says better things about the Democrat running than the Republican, that's why it's a story.
I thought you were still talking about Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen.
Should a woman win?
Well, Mary Ellen's not running.
Well, I know, but you said woman. You think a woman could win in the
90s? Well, yeah, but we moved past that.
Well, I understand that now. Okay, well,
we're talking about Mary Ellen's opinion about Vivek. I think that's pretty.
Yeah, basic.
No, I'm talking about the one we just heard. I'd never heard Heather say anything negative about Vivek until moments ago.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I've never heard her say anything negative about Vivek, but I wouldn't figure. I mean.
Who are we talking about here? Now, tell me. We got to stay on the same page.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Heather now.
Yeah, we are. We are.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Why would Mary Ellen like Vivek?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you can be a nice person. I mean, she's friendly with. I mean, I don't know necessarily if she likes the guy. I mean, I don't know if she likes him, but she's friendly with DeWine.
I haven't heard Mary Ellen endorse anybody yet. Only big name I've heard is Celeste.
Has anybody asked Mary Ellen to endorse her? Or
them, I don't know.
I guess.
Do you think she would? I don't think she would.
She might.
I don't.
Well, I mean, you know her better than I do, so.
No, I've been on the TV show with her when we talked about Celeste endorsing her. And I think I've asked. Do you pay attention during those shows that you're on? Go back and watch. And I think I asked Mary Ellen when we did the Celeste endorsement of Amy Acton. I said, would you endorse anybody this early, and she said no.
Oh, well, this early, yeah, no. But
what are we talking about?
You just said I don't think she'd endorse anybody, and I said she might.
By the time it's over? Yes, I'm sure by the time it's over, she will have endorsed somebody.
Okay.
What about now?
Okay, well, yeah, now you're right. Yes, yeah, she said that she wouldn't at this point in time. It's too early. Primary hasn't happened.
Right.
All right, we're in agreement.
But how can we... So you thought we were having a conversation about the end?
The end.
Of the race?
Just, I thought you meant she wouldn't, like do I, Mary Ellen endorsing anybody in general?
Is anybody else having trouble following this show, or just me?
Well, I mean, you gotta...
So you thought I was asking you, would Mary Ellen endorse a candidate?
Yeah, I was like, I'm sure, yeah, I mean, probably.
She does that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, she said she would endorse Glenn. I mean, and then Glenn never followed up on that, but...
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, she'll endorse people. I mean, I know that.
No, I think we're talking about Amy Acton, weren't we?
Amy Acton endorses somebody?
Because I said, no.
Okay, yeah.
I know that okay. I am in this conversation.
Oh, I am too, but I think, okay, yes, Mary Ellen endorsing Amy Acton, okay? That's what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You think she would right now? I don't think
no,
she would.
No, not right now. Later.
I'm not sure that she will. I don't, because I don't know if Tim Ryan's getting in.
Well, no, that's why after the primary.
I don't know who, apparently Mary Ellen and Heather are going to have a phone conversation. I don't know who she'll endorse.
Yeah, neither do I. After the primary, she'll probably endorse somebody.
There you go.
Okay, we agree.
Okay, 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, get in on the conversation. Okay. Well, that's that. Heather's a nice person in person.
Yeah. I met her for the first
time. But again, as I said earlier, I get along with everybody. Governor Taft was nice.
People are nice.
Governor Strickland's nice. Okay. Let's go to the phone. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Matt. How are you
all? Hey, Christian. How are you?
Good.
I am not bad. I mean, I'd be a little bit better if the football game had ended differently.
Oh, what happened over at Harding Homecoming?
Well, you know, we're tied at halftime, and, you know, several series of unfortunate events. The officials were awfully liberal on the flags tonight, you know.
They're Democrats?
They were throwing them in the sense that they were doing it very liberally, like they had a million to throw. It was tied at halftime, and Harding ended up losing 28-14.
Who'd they play?
Ontario. I think Ontario is also in the bottom half of the league. So.
Oh, interesting. Well, have you been listening to the program?
I tuned in. I just walked out of Buffalo Wild Wings. I tuned in just as you guys are talking about whether or not Mary Ellen will endorse Amy Acton or anyone for that matter, which sort of makes me think, you know. And I guess this is a broader question in terms of after, you know, it made me think, will she endorse after the primary, which you would think, of course she would, because, you know, she's going to endorse the Democrat, the candidate, no matter what.
Did you understand my line of questioning there? Was I hard to understand?
Repeat the question to me, and I will tell you
the part. Heather Hill was on the show, and I was talking, I said, because Heather said better things about Amy Acton than she said about Vivek Ramaswamy, although she said she would not vote for Amy Acton either, but she had more harsh things to say about Vivek Ramaswamy. This was a woman who was a Republican. And I said, do you think that Mary Ellen would endorse somebody at this point? And apparently that was at the end of the race, which I was talking now.
After the primary is not at the end of the race.
So would Mary Ellen endorse someone at the end of the race?
No, I'm saying would Mary Ellen endorse somebody right now?
I mean, no, because there's the cloud that another candidate will jump in.
Right, but Dick Celeste did, and that's where we were in the neighborhood of.
Which, I feel like Celeste is a wild card for the sole reason of, you know, he endorsed P.G. Sittenfeld over Strickland for the Senate in 2016. So he's not going to, and I feel like, you know, Tim Ryan sort of falls into the, if you had to group people, I'd say that he falls into, like, the Strickland camp of, you know, he's run before and people know him. Amy Atkins, you could argue, is like P.G. Sittenfeld in that, you know, she's a first-time candidate. She's kind of new and exciting, and so that's what makes me think that this whole Celeste thing is different. And I mean, it's significant. You have a former, one of two former living Democratic governors has endorsed Amy Acton. But I don't know. I can't say I'm, long story short, I can't say I'm surprised, because Celeste has made endorsements before that were of first-time candidates.
Well, all I know is I can't tell people why, but I've talked to some insiders in the Democratic Party since yesterday, and I am, it's interesting, well actually it's not, it's more than yesterday, it's actually the last few weeks, and I have found it interesting to learn the dynamics right now of the Democratic Party as far as the candidates are going, because you've got a primary for Secretary of State in the Democratic Party, and you've got, you may have a primary for governor, and it's interesting the way they're lining up. Because I think it's the opposite of what a lot of people would think.
It's the opposite in what sense?
Well, like last night, Alison Russo was there. Now,
yeah.
I don't think Alison Russo has tied herself to Amy Acton. I think...
No, quite the opposite. She was at an event in Stark County last week with Tim Ryan.
There you go. So...
Yeah.
And Amy Acton apparently has done some things, is my understanding, with Brian Hamby. Hambly, what is that his name?
No, she has done a lot of stuff with him.
A lot of stuff.
I mean, I'm not saying they're joined at the hip, but this isn't a knock on either of them. I think, you know, the more candidates the merrier. But if you sort of look at the two, I don't want to call them tickets, but you know, it's on the one side it's Acton and Hambly, and on the other side it is Tim Ryan maybe and Russo.
But hasn't it kind of been described? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here. You're the big D Democrat, but isn't Hambly considered the weaker of the candidates against Russo?
I don't know. I mean, he is certainly lesser known. But I don't know if that necessarily equates to weaker, and I don't think we're going to know weaker or not until after the election.
Well, does Hambly have any experience? What's his background?
So he's a... I've heard his story before, and I was impressed by it. I mean, he doesn't have any political experience.
Well, see, that's it. That's what I'm getting at here,
he doesn't have any political experience, but he has been in the race for a long time, which, I mean, if you're starting... You're going against Alison Russo, who has a ton of name recognition. If you're running against her as an unknown, you've got to announce way early to just get on even ground.
I just think it's fascinating. I just think it's fascinating. You've got Russo, who is a politician here in Ohio, Democrat, female, former House Minority Leader, running for Secretary of State, and not aligning herself with Amy Acton. So that's odd to
that
me.
That is an interesting point, I must say.
Yeah.
I never thought of it that way.
So it seems to me that this tends to be experience on one side, and I'm not sure on the other.
That's a good point. I think that's a good point. But what would make me... We're talking about Mary Ellen endorsements. I feel like she's more likely to endorse in the Secretary of State's race, you know, not purely because... Alison Russo was the only Democratic statewide candidate to come to her party, but also, you know, she's not the only woman running for something. Of course, you have Amy Acton, but she's the only woman with, you know, deep political experience that Mary Ellen could sort of, you know, relate to and respect on a, you know, professional level, if that makes any sense.
Well, it's interesting that there certainly is a schism in the Democratic Party. Coming up in 2026, and there doesn't seem to be one in the Republican Party. After talking to Heather Hill, you know, they've pretty well set the idea of who their candidates are going to be.
Now, all this talk about Heather Hill, I know she's, you know, even you said last night, and I know she's a friend of the show, so I don't want anything I say here to be misconstrued, but who exactly is her base? I've been thinking about that today, ever since I saw her at the party last night.
Well, I'm not sure who anybody's base is, to be honest with you, anymore, because I used to think Republicans were for Republicans and Democrats were for Democrats, but I'm not even sure anymore, because clearly people who once voted Democratic have been voting Republican here in Ohio, and I'm not sure that people would consider... People who like DeWine and Bob Taft are not... I'm not necessarily sure that they're Vivek Ramaswamy people, and I don't And I don't necessarily know. I mean, Amy Acton was for DeWine, so are those people Acton people? I don't know. And then you've got people who like people with experience. Well, Acton and Ramaswamy have no experience. Tim Ryan does. So I don't know whose base anybody is anymore. I have no clue.
That's a good point. You know, it's interesting. You say, are the Bob Taft, DeWine, Trestle Republicans the same people as Ramaswamy Republicans? And I think, you know, the same thing with Trump is these people are not giant fans of the far-right candidate. But at the end of the day, when they're put up against the Democrat and the Democrat says something even remotely objectionable, they will go home.
Did Amy Acton make a mistake by not being there last night? Or any other candidate for that matter?
I think if you're courting, I mean, because, you know, if this was an event that was covered by more than just this station, if it were covered, you know, more widespread, I think it would have been, you know, if Amy Acton or Tim Ryan, which, you know, it's not like Tim Ryan has been absent from anything, because, you know, he was in Ashland earlier this month. I said he was just in Stark County, so he's doing events. If either of them were trying to court the Mary Ellen endorsement, they would have been there. But I don't know. I think it's easy for people to write off things like what happened last night. Knowing, because, you know, we heard from, I think it was David Pepper who said, you know, he didn't expect such a crowd of, you know, other politicians and other noteworthy people.
I also don't know that there'll be no coverage of it. It's been a day, and a news cycle on a debate, or a news cycle on an event like that sometimes takes a few days.
Yeah, that's true. Or I guess the point I'm trying to make is that I can see how it would have been easy for candidates to write this event off.
But Russo did not.
No, she didn't, and that was incredibly smart. And I feel like, you know, most, you know, a big staple of Mary Ellen's career has been, you know, breaking down doors for women to follow in her footsteps, to build on her legacy.
Heather did not write it off.
No, she did not. But, you know, if we're talking about endorsements, you know, Alison Russo, she gave a great speech, and it was, you know, obviously the fact that she's one of the only women running for office in, you know, a field that's dominated by men, I'm sure that factored into it. But her speech was, you know, really focused on Mary Ellen's impact on women. And, you know, if Mary Ellen has to make an endorsement in any race, I would say it would probably be Alison Russo.
Hey, I've got to ask you, we're running out of time here, Christian, but would you, if you had to, I ask this of David Pepper, do you want Tim Ryan to get in this race?
I think I've said on your show before, the more the merrier.
But you said earlier it might be more difficult, but do you want to, specifically, because we're down to crunch time here, and this is the man who hasn't made the decision, do you want Tim Ryan in this race?
Even though I said earlier, yeah, it would be difficult for him at this point,
yeah.
I would like to see what happens.
Now, that being said, do you prefer a Tim Ryan or an Amy Acton? If you had the choice, I assume you'll be in the Democratic primary. Where, I mean, these people...
You assume correctly on that one.
And I assume we'll have an answer on this because you know these people. I mean, I don't think you're going to learn much new in the next year. Tim Ryan's been around here for a while. Amy Acton's been around for a while. I don't think much is going to change in their stances over the next 6 or 8 months. Who would you be in the camp of?
I'm not going to say because I don't want to limit any future career opportunities.
But you know.
Probably, but, you know, at the same time, you just got to see how everything shakes out. Because, you know, you could have, let's say you get a two-person race. You know, there could be a major fumble on either side. You're going to have, people are going to pick their running mate. Someone could pick somebody amazing. Someone could pick someone totally objectionable. So even though, yeah, I have a pretty good idea of who the two people are, I would be curious how the campaigns are run. Who knows? Maybe, you know, Tim Ryan could run a horrible campaign, or he could make some bad mistakes, or Amy Acton, you know, she could continue to, you know, not come on your show.
Now, that's number one right there. Number one problem.
I know. Which, you know, if Tim Ryan doesn't come on your show, you're going to have twice the content.
Oh, absolutely. And don't think I am not aware of this, that if Tim Ryan ducks it. But if Tim Ryan comes on before Amy Acton, then she will be the absolute last.
Yeah, but I don't know. I know you don't think there's much else to see, but I'm just curious how a primary would shake out, because we haven't had a primary for governor one-on-one primary for governor in a long time.
Now, I guess my final question for you, and again, thanks for all you did last night. You did a tremendous job with everything
you did,
and it was a lot of fun to see you, and we'll see you again hopefully around election time in about a month. But what do you think, not who you would vote for, but who do you think has the advantage? If nobody makes a major fumble and nobody makes a major mistake, who do you think has the advantage in that primary, Acton versus Tim Ryan?
You know, I can make arguments for both. I think as it stands, you know, it's really tough to say. I think you can say Ryan has the advantage because he's run statewide before, and the old adage is you've got to run statewide once and lose before you win. But on the other hand, it's been Amy Acton for the last, 8 months who's been actually campaigning, and Tim Ryan hasn't been doing any of that. So you could make the argument for both. If I were Vivek Ramaswamy, I mean, the Democrat in Ohio is a Democrat in Ohio, and you start off incredibly favored if you're the Republican.
Christian Pearson, thanks for calling in, Christian. It's good to see you. Good to talk with you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye. Matt Morgan's show is coming up right after this. Matt, football, politics, oh, hey, you got the stories. Here they come. And in about 3 minutes. Scott Spears for this night, heading for the dugout. We thank Heather Hill for being on the program.
Assistant prosecuting attorney Mark R. Weaver led the prosecution that brought about Bates' guilty plea. Grogan and Weaver will ask common pleas questions.